Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Nico Collins, number 32 on the NFL Top 100. Here was Derek Stingley Jr. and Rashawn Gary of the Packers talking about Nico Collins.
Strat of the gun on 2nd and 24. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ firing downfield. Hits Nico. 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston!
It's hard to win one-on-one against Nico. It really don't matter what coverage you're in or what type of help you have. He's going to find a way to get open.
And Nico Collins is there at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, H-Town!
He understands that the team needs him. He's just grown into, you know, being comfortable with being that big playmaker for that team. It's crazy. He's 6'5", not a lot of wide receivers that big, moving how he is, and that aggressive.
Nico Collins won the route by being physical when he bumped off of Fulton, number 7. Fulton had the coverage, but because of Collins' size and physicality, he bumped off the corner, created the separation and space downfield, and the ball found him.
And ran over about 6 guys on that last play they were talking about. That was a play in the Charger playoff game where he caught a slant and ran over like 5 guys.
He really does. He ups the ferocity in the postseason. And I would include the play-in game in Indianapolis a couple years ago where he really does. He's looking to inflict punishment. And the thing about Nico, as one of those guys kind of alluded to, is just his size. It makes him that much better in his route running just because he's also, for a guy as big as he is, he gets in and out of his cuts and his breaks really, really well. And you don't expect that. So when you're a 5'11" cornerback and you got this freight train coming at you at full speed, there's a certain level of, I don't know if intimidation's the right word, but you got to respect that. And then all of a sudden, the guy's breaking on an in route or an out, and it's really hard to handle.
My favorite part, underrated part about that first cut, the very beginning, where Vandy's like, 2nd and 24. I'm like, oh, you don't say. The Texans were in 2nd and 24, huh?
Oh, so a combination of 2nd and 24 sounds like a tackle for a loss on first down, followed by a false start by
by Laramie
Tunsil.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Here was Zaire Franklin, hated rival. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis Colts middle linebacker. Here's what he had to say about Nico.
I think Nico is special, though. Like, Nico Collins is the real deal. He threat, and you got to hit him. He's a big boy, so Nico like that. He's faster than you think he is. I didn't really recognize it last year. He's a lot better after the catch than I thought he was, too.
Nico Collins having a day and another Texans first down.
Production speaking for itself, even though he missed some time, so... definitely a lot of respect for Nico.
Despite missing 5 games with a hamstring injury in 2024, Texans receiver Nico Collins earned his first appearance in the top 100. He had his second 1,000-yard season, and his average of 84 yards per game was 4th in the NFL.
I almost feel, too, like him being number 32, having missed what they technically missed 5 games, he played in 12 games, he really only played one quarter of that Buffalo game where he pulled the hamstring.
Right.
And in the season finale, he played long enough to get over 1,000 yards receiving for the season, which was like half of a quarter.
Yeah.
He missed almost 7 games.
At the time he got injured, he was on pace for a ridiculously good season.
Like almost 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, he was going to set some records.
As the offense was struggling.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. The cool thing about his production last year was that defenses were doing everything they could to take the top off the offense. And... the one guy that it didn't seem to affect was Nico Collins.
He missed most of two other games, and his first play back after coming back from the injury was a 77-yard screen pass that he took for a touchdown that got called back as Laremy Tunsil is picking his nose downfield.
Let me tell you one thing, though, about these. You know what I think annoys me the most about these top 100 videos?
What's that?
Is I don't like the dudes who agree to sit down there and then gush about opposing players all day long. You're sitting in there, and they're asking you about all these players, and you got to be like, oh.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
If you want to make the cut.
If you want to make the cut, you got to say nice things.
I'll tell you one thing about that guy. He was a ferociousness isn't even a strong enough word.
If the NFL Top 100 were a thing when you were a player, would you have ever made the cut on any of those videos?
To talk about guys?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe your teammates.
My teammates,
Maybe your teammates.
That's what I would do.
You wouldn't have Zaire Franklin.
I'd talk about my teammates and nobody else.
That's exactly right. Here is the person who knows Nico Collins the best, Nico Collins on Nico Collins.
Is Nico Collins a top 100 player?
Absolutely, if you ask me, for sure.
Why is that?
I feel like I bring a lot to the table, man. Big frame receiver, stretch the field, explosive player.
Going long for Nico Collins, he's got it!
I have fun while doing it, bring the juice, and be there for my teammates.
End zone, touchdown! Great job by Collins, working the back line, keeping alive, understanding that Stroud was just working the pocket. He kept himself open.
What's the best game that you had this season?
This season?
Yeah.
I'd say pretty much all of them. My favorite play was probably play against Indianapolis, man. I had a post route. DJ just threw me the ball downfield. Had two defenders on me. Went up and got it.
What a catch by Nico Collins!
And that was a Colts opener. Yeah, that catch, and then he closed the game with that catch on 3rd and 11.
I was reading some bit of advice about, you know, always selling yourself, having a sales pitch for yourself. What's your elevator pitch for yourself and all of that? And you read these business books, and they're so annoying. Because you can imagine the people who annoy you the most just being really good at this stuff. I like that Nico, honestly, wasn't that great at selling himself there. I like a receiver
who's
the opposite of the stereotypical, like, oh, diva receiver, whatever, or anything.
He is the opposite.
Yeah, I bring a lot to the table. I care about my teammates.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to do?
What was your favorite game? What was your best game? And he's like, all of them.
That part was pretty good.
If he really
sold it, though, if he's going to work on his elevator pitch for himself.
Yes.
Like, how do you expect me to choose? Have you seen that? It's like asking which of Beethoven's symphonies was a good one. Come on.
That's right. He is so good.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, last one. Will Anderson Jr. was asked, who's number one on your list? They're not clear if it's number one among receivers or just number one in the top
100. NFL top 100.
Yeah, here's Will Anderson. Yeah.
Last question. Who's number one?
I'm going to say Nico Collins. I feel like Nico is very underrated, and I feel like he deserves so much more love. Nico is a big threat in this league, and he had a little time off from everything, but, like, I 100% guarantee you if he didn't, he would be breaking all types of records.
He might have left. That's not an exaggeration. You pointed it out earlier. He was on his way to flirting with some records last year.
Right.
Early on, like on pace.
The offense was struggling.
That's right.
That's why I wonder how we would have received that over time or how the league would have talked about that. That would have been one of those anomalies of a season where, wow.
Yep.
Hit 2,000 yards receiving.
Yeah, man.
How'd the offense do? Oh, it's kind of meh.
Yeah.
It's meh. Mehville.
Mid.
Yeah.
Kids would say. Yeah. All right. We're done. Antibodies to you,
my friend. Oh, it's a short show.
Short show today. Yeah.
I'll treasure the times we had.
Yeah, me too.
What was the best Monday we ever had? this one.
This one.
Not all of them.
Tomorrow,
this one.
I look forward to the best Tuesday with
you. Yeah, we got to go work on your wardrobe, fella. 6 a.m. So change some things here. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Get you out there.
With
all these changes in
your life. Yeah. That's a, thank you. All right. We are done. We are out of time. Texans Monday, or is it still? It's not Texans Training Camp Live anymore. It's Texans Monday. Yeah, we know that Mark Vandermeer and John Harris are coming up next, and they will take you through the journey of the game on Saturday and all things going on with the Texans, with some great guests along the way. In the Loop at 10 a.m., The Drive at 2 p.m., and of course, Area 45 tonight here on Sports Radio 610.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.